we're going to talk about the issue of housing now and mortgages in particular, and the rate of increase of people who are accessing and getting mortgages. With me in the line is Ray McMahon, Chief Commercial Officer with ICS Mortgages. The company have announced changes to the mortgages that they are giving out or awarding for people in terms of the loan-to-value rate, in terms of the amount of money, and in terms of the options available for switchers as well. Ray, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry.
Can you outline for me, first of all, is this anything to do with the announcement last year by the Central Bank of the easing of the overall mortgage lending rules, the 3.5% or 3.5 to 4 times the level of salary, and some of the changes for second-hand buyers as well, or second buyers in terms of the loan-to-value rates? Is it following on from that, or is it your own decisions to try and loosen things up a little bit?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I mean, those rules are called the macroprudential rules, and they were introduced in 2015 and they were updated in 2022. And those rules were put in place really to address the two key issues of what caused arrears in the past, and that was excessive leverage and lack of affordability. And there are a very, very good set of rules, and the Central Bank have done a very good job with that. But what we have done is we've updated our lending rules. Our rules were tightened about 18 months ago, and now we have relaxed our lending rules and also changed some product features. So we lend to borrowers across private and public sectors, but for public sector workers, for example, we've added additional flexibility. So public sector workers can borrow up to 4 times their income, where their income is 3 points up their pay scale. You know, mortgages are typically for 25, 30 or even 35 years.
Yeah.
So public sector workers, you know, which includes members of An Garda Síochána, teachers, nurses, civil servants, doctors and employees of other agencies and that provide state services, they now have the benefit of being able to borrow a little more if they need to, but within a prudent lending framework.
Okay, and that's because you have, I suppose, visibility on a scale of what their salary is going to be over the 10, 15, 20 years.
Exactly right. So what some lenders do is they look at what their salary is today. What we're saying is they've got contractual entitlements where they know they're going to be paid a little bit more next year and the year after, and they have a set pay scales which have been negotiated typically between unions and the state. And so what we're saying is because they're borrowing money for 25 or 30 or even 35 years, we're saying, look, let's look at what people will earn in a year's time or 2 years' time and give them the benefit of that when they're trying to find a home.
Okay. Why are you doing this, Ray? Is this a sign of confidence in the market, the feeling that maybe more supply is coming on stream, or perhaps maybe that the economy is going particularly well at the moment, full employment?
Yeah, I mean, we focus very much on public sector workers. Now, we provide mortgages to people across the public and private sector, but a lot of our business is to public sector workers, and we analyse the performance of those loans very, very carefully. And we just found that, you know, public sector workers, as a group to lend to, you know, they perform very, very well. And we're always trying to improve our products and our features. I mean, we focus on our rate, we focus on our service, but we really focus on product innovation as well. And we just think that this is a very, very sensible way of helping one cohort of borrowers to get loans and to buy family homes. I mean, fundamentally, the way we see the market at the moment is it's very much a supply-driven issue. You know, there's just a big, big shortage of housing. I mean, we estimate that, we need somewhere in the region of 50,000 new homes a year. Last year, there were just under 33,000 homes delivered. So it's moving in the right direction. But there's no question we just need a lot more housing.
Yeah, and that 20,000 of a gap, that adds on the number that's needed for next year and the year after. So the quicker people can be attracted home as construction workers, the better to get that supply in line. Do you see things becoming more affordable in the years to come? That question is, can, you know, prices come down, allowing more mortgages maybe to be awarded, making it more affordable people to borrow to buy their homes?
Yeah, I mean, it's a slightly difficult question to answer. I mean, fundamentally, house prices in Ireland are linked to income. So you have not just one market, you have lots and lots of different markets. And we've seen house prices in Dublin, for example, last year came down by a little under 1%, but then house prices outside of Dublin increased by between 5 and 6%. That reflects changes in technology. You know, that you know, people can work remotely now, and you know, that has been a huge, huge change for so many rural communities, that you can have people now that can work 3 or 4 days a week from home, and that means it's much more attractive for them to live outside of big cities. And we see that in our applications and what we're seeing, you know, coming into ICS mortgages. So I think there's going to be a lot more choice. There is a lot more choice now, and there's going to be more choice for people as technology improves, but also there are some very good supports out there as well, you know, in terms of, for example, the Help to Buy scheme, you know, that allows people to help get a deposit together for their mortgage. So, and the one other point I think that's really interesting about the housing is technology has disrupted so many different industries. I mean, there's barely an industry that hasn't been disrupted by technology. But I certainly think there's a lot of scope for technology to be deployed in the construction of houses, you know, to make them more affordable and to make them available in not just urban areas.
How do you mean different types of housing, is it? Or quicker modular houses or a different way of constructing them?
Exactly right. And there's such a huge range of modular homes now. I mean, you've got manufactured housing at one end of the scale, which can be, you know, at the very affordable end. But we're also seeing modular homes being constructed at the very upper end of the scale as well. So you know, these homes can be built more cheaply than what homes can be built in a traditional manner. And you know, that's a very interesting development, potentially.
Okay, well, we'll have to see where that one goes. But Ray, listen, thanks a million for talking to us about in the programme this morning, giving us your view. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. The easing of those ICS rules themselves, following on from the central bank and what they did. Have you been out there trying to get a mortgage? Are you a public sector worker? Would that be of interest to you? Give us your thoughts. And do we need to see more different types of housing away from the traditional bricks and mortar to get houses built quicker and effectively increase supply and make it more affordable?